In today's episode, I will share a total of 15 various settings you might want to apply in your SharePoint admin center.
You're listening to the SharePoint Maven podcast with Greg Zelfond, bringing you proven, practical tips every week on how to correctly set up and adapt to SharePoint and Microsoft 365. If you have questions, Greg has the answers. And now, here's your host, Greg Zelfond.
Hello again, this is Greg from SharePoint Maven, and welcome to episode 176 of the SharePoint Maven podcast. So I thought of recording this episode today and sharing some valuable, you know, kind of information and settings that you might want to apply in your SharePoint admin center. These are the settings that I typically apply for the most part when I start working with a client and have access to their SharePoint admin center. Obviously, SharePoint admin center already has some default settings configured, so sometimes you just might not necessarily need to do anything. However, if you want to make your environment more optimized, more secure, you know, in terms of sharing and optimize it in terms of governance, there are all these different settings you can adjust. All right, and that's essentially what I would like to describe to you in this particular episode. They're not in any particular order, by the way, all right? So I'm just randomly going to list them all. And by the way, I have also written, of course, an article on a similar topic some time ago, so I will make sure to include the URL in the show notes. Obviously, I do realize that this is a podcast, so you might not necessarily know and understand how to set up some of these things, so you might need to obviously reference that particular article for instructions. So the episode itself will be more like a summary of various settings you need to adjust. So the first one, let's start the list. So the first one, the first setting you need to adjust is the proper time zone, all right? I don't know if you noticed, but Microsoft kind of assumes that everyone is in Pacific time zone, all right? So your tenant is most likely configured, you know, in terms of time zone for Pacific, because that's where the Microsoft's headquarters are. But let's say you are in Central or Eastern, you know, standard time, right, in US or any other region. You definitely want to adjust that. And once again, it's a pretty easy setting. You can actually adjust it globally for the whole tenant. And then any new sites that you're going to create will automatically adapt that particular setting. So if it's Eastern, for example, all the sites will by default to Eastern time in terms of the original settings, the time zone. The second setting that is worthwhile kind of configuring is disabling the site creation. All right. Now, this is probably a trick worthwhile doing in large organizations. All right. If you are worried about governance and site sprawl, by default, anyone can create sites. Anyone can create team sites. Anyone can create, you know, communication sites. And sometimes that's good, but sometimes, right, if you have hundreds, thousands of users, you really don't want to end up with a mess in your hands. So in those cases, navigate to the SharePoint Admin Center and, within the Admin Center, click on the Settings tab, and this is where you can disable site creation, all right? The third one, kind of related, though a little bit different, you might want to disable subsite creation. Believe it or not, so subsite creation is a classic feature, but and unfortunately, many users who are migrating from, you know, old versions of SharePoint, they're still used to creating subsites, so you might want to disable subsite creation. And again, that's just yet another setting available in the SharePoint Admin Center, and this will pretty much force everyone to the modern and flat architecture, so no more subsites in your tenant. The fourth setting, the fourth thing you will need to do is, and this is maybe for specific use cases, if you're into metadata, make yourself the admin of a term store, right? Just because you are a SharePoint admin, so let's say you are the admin of your SharePoint tenant, it doesn't automatically make you the admin of the term store, right? Term store has its own permission settings. All of them are configured within the term store itself. So navigate to the term store and add your name as the admin within the term. So, and this will allow you to pretty much, you know, create different groups and term sets within the term. So until you do that, that's not going to be, you know, possible, right? The fifth setting that's definitely worthwhile configuring is, you know, to check and possibly configure external sharing settings, all right? So by default, right, essentially Microsoft, you know, SharePoint has some liberal external sharing settings, so you can essentially configure your tenant level to anyone, meaning that at the site level, you will be able to essentially allow external sharing and anonymous sharing. You might want to tweak that. Again, it comes down to your specific organization and some governance rules you have established. Typically, actually don't mess a lot with this tenant level setting, because we can always tweak the external sharing settings at the site level. However, you might want, right, there are different organizations, different rules, and maybe you want to totally prevent external sharing or only allow existing guests or something like that. So definitely something for you to consider. The sixth, you know, setting that is usually important to configure is actually not a SharePoint admin kind of setting. It's more for Microsoft 365 admin setting. But what I'm talking about is that global theme and logo, all right? So, you know, when you use the Microsoft 365 applications, you navigate to SharePoint or OneDrive or, you know, Outlook, doesn't really matter. The very top ribbon, all right, the very top ribbon is actually a Microsoft 365 ribbon. That's, I think, if I'm not mistaken, by default, it's dark blue. And, you know, this is the area that you can actually customize. You do need to be a Microsoft 365 admin for that, all right? SharePoint admin is not enough. And what this allows you to do, it allows you to essentially customize that ribbon on top, right? So maybe instead of dark blue, you want, I don't know, light red or something like that. And you can also add a logo in that top ribbon. And essentially, that could be your company logo that you can actually point to any URL, let's say your company internet or something. And here is why it's important. Let me tell you why it's important to configure that that global theme, that ribbon. Because that ribbon travels with the users, all right? No matter where they are, all right? They could be in SharePoint, they would see this global ribbon. They could be in OneDrive or Outlook, they would see this ribbon. So whatever you set it up as, whatever color, whatever logo you put on there, whatever URL, that will travel with the user no matter, you know, which application they use. And this is super convenient, right? I could be in Outlook checking email and maybe OneDrive, right, checking out my files. But then if I need to go to my intranet, I would have my branded whatever ribbon on top with the logo. I click on it and I will get to see my company intranet. Setting number seven that is actually kind of important to configure, you need to, and this is for cases when you want to prevent comments on modern pages. So by default, when you create modern pages, this allows the users to comment on them, right? And same with news and announcements. I don't know if you try to create news and announcements in modern SharePoint, you end up with this comments feature at the bottom and people can, you know, employees can comment on them and like whatever the pages and so on. And many organizations don't like this, including me, all right? I don't like this feature because it's kind of hidden. Nobody really sees those comments. I mean, I think all the conversations really need to occur in Teams and Yammer. So go ahead and disable it. Once again, there is a setting now in modern SharePoint Admin Center to disable those comments, so you can easily do that. The setting number eight, you might want to consider, I usually don't mess with it, but some organizations do, you might want to set up site storage limits. So by default, there is really no per site storage limit, all right? Your tenant, let's say, gets terabyte or 2 terabytes, whatever it is, of data, and it doesn't really matter. You could put all 2 terabytes on one side and nothing on any other side. That's fine. However, I have some organizations who do like to switch to manual essentially storage limits. So what that means is that, you know, if let's say you have 2 terabytes total for your organization, at a side-by-side basis, you might want to control and say, you know what, this site gets 100 gigabytes and another site gets 500, gigabytes and so on. So I usually don't micromanage, what site owners can do in terms of size limits, but some organizations like that. So once again, by default, it's set to automatic, and you can just switch it to manual, all right, in there. And but at that point, you will need to go to each and every site and set the storage limit. So it might be a bit overwhelming for you. The ninth setting is actually kind of important, OneDrive retention, all right? So OneDrive is, of course, every single user gets their own OneDrive account, and that's where they store personal files and folders. However, here's the deal. By default, let's say if the user leaves the organization, OneDrive is only retained for 30 days. All right. After that, it will essentially delete the OneDrive account and all the files will be gone. And again, by default, it's 30 days. With that being said, you can actually increase that threshold up to 10 years, believe it or not. All right. But that has to be done manually. All right. That has to be done manually. There is a setting for the SharePoint admin, and that's done from the SharePoint admin center, of course. And just make sure to navigate there. And if you want to keep OneDrive accounts, the file shares gets left by users who left the organization for more than 30 days, you need to increase that that setting. So make sure to do that. The next setting, I usually, again, don't bother much with it, but some organizations do. They like to disable the ability to sync OneDrive, right? So they essentially disable the sync button globally, all right? And there is a way to do that. And once again, that's done from the SharePoint Admin Center. But by default, the sync button will be shown on a OneDrive, account. And if you want to prevent users from syncing stuff from their OneDrive accounts, you can uncheck the box and essentially the sync button will be gone, all right? Again, the reality is majority of your users do like to walk out of Windows Explorer, so probably not very wise to disable it, but there are different use cases, there are different policies and governance regulations, so definitely feel free to consider that. The next setting, also kind of related to external sharing I mentioned previously, setting number 11 you might want to tweak is the guest expiration limit, all right? So if I'm not mistaken, by default, when you share externally, it's kind of unlimited access, all right? But you can actually put a limit to it, all right? So for example, if somebody shares a document from their OneDrive, right, or maybe from a SharePoint site, or maybe somebody shares the whole site, maybe you want to put a limit on it. Maybe, maybe the maximum is like 30 days, right? You don't want external users to have access forever. You can set those limits. You can set those limits. Again, this is done from the SharePoint Admin Center. And I actually have some detailed instructions on how to do that, and we'll make sure to include those instructions in the show notes, right? The next setting number 12, you might want to configure is disable who viewed globally, all right? So here's the deal. Let me explain to you what this is all about. So there is a feature that site owners can enable on their sites in case if they're interested to see who viewed the files, right, on their site, all right? Maybe there are certain files. They want to see who viewed, who opened a particular Word document. There is actually a way to do it for site owners. There is a feature that they need to kind of enable at the site collection, and they can do it. However, you can actually prevent, all right, the site owners from this behavior. So there could be different privacy concerns, right? Maybe you don't want site owners to know that, John Smith, took a look at their file or something like that, right? Maybe you just don't want that. So in this case, head over to SharePoint Admin Center, and there is a setting called Let Site Owners Choose to Display the Names of People Who Viewed Files and Pages in SharePoint, all right? I know it's a bit confusing, but in any case, it's checked. You can uncheck that box, all right? You can uncheck that box, and then all the site owners will be prevented from enabling this feature at their site level, all right? The next setting number 13 you might need to consider is choose an expiration and various permissions on any one link. So this is a bit different from that external sharing I was talking about earlier. There is also, you might already know this, but there is also a way to share anonymous anyone links in SharePoint, all right? And in my opinion, those are dangerous type of links because with anyone links, you never know who or clicked on the file, who viewed the file, and so on. So what you can do as an admin is put some additional restrictions on anonymous links. All right. For example, you might want to put an expiration. So let's say all anonymous links, they expire in 10 days or something. All right. This is different from that other expiration settings I was talking about, because this were for users who authenticate into your file or, you know, provide their email address and all that. This is for anonymous links, right? So you might want to, again, put a limit, to have a different limit on the anonymous links, or you maybe want to default to view only permissions, right? So users cannot edit where, you know, by default with anonymous links. So definitely feel free to consider those settings, right? Other two, there are two more settings in SharePoint Admin Center for you to consider. Setting number 14, make sure to set up a home site, all right? This has actually got moved, all right? This actually, in all honesty, this is no longer kind of a SharePoint Admin Center thing. It's more of a global Microsoft 365 admin thing now. If you need to set up Viva connections, you need to set up your site as a home site. And all of this mechanism used to reside in SharePoint Admin Center, not anymore. This moved, like I said, to Microsoft 365 Admin Center. But very, very important, right? If you are building, let's say, a company intranet for an organization, you obviously, I assume, created a hub site associated with the other sites, but also very important to set it up as a home site. This is a prerequisite for Viva Connection, so make sure to do that. All right. And finally, the last setting that I encourage you to consider, setting number 15, brand the Microsoft 365 login page. Right. I don't know if you noticed, but when you log in, let's say to any SharePoint site or office.com, obviously you first need to authenticate and provide your credentials. And by default, you get this kind of Microsoft branded page, right, where you have to type in your email address and then the password. Well, guess what? You can actually brand it. This is done. Luckily, this is not something you need to use PowerShell for. This is done in Microsoft 365 Active Directory or Entra ID, right? This is, you can actually upload your company's logo. You can actually upload like a nice splash page, right? Kind of the background. So next time when users are trying to log into your Microsoft 365 environment, instead of the basic whatever Microsoft logo and whatever the blank white page that they get in the background, they might get a nice branded version, maybe a picture of your building or whatever headquarters and your company logo on the login page. So just a nice and quick way to personalize the experience for your employees. So this was a summary of a total of 15 settings you can apply in SharePoint, mostly SharePoint Admin Center, some in Microsoft 365 Admin Center. But these are the settings that will help you improve, your security, your governance, and just optimize the user experience for your employees. Like I said, I actually I have written a post about a year ago on the same topic. I will make sure to include that post in the show notes. Why? Because this post also summarizes the same exact points I made today, but also it has links to different articles with instructions. So if you are concerned, if you have no idea how to set up a home site, or you have no idea how to brand that login page, or how to configure all those external sharing settings I mentioned, don't worry. That article I will include in the show notes will include the links to other articles that include step-by-step instructions on how to set it up. Right. So that's all I really wanted to mention in this particular episode. Hopefully you found it informative and useful. As always, happy to see you on my blog, sharepointmaven.com, and talk to you next week. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the SharePoint Maven podcast with Greg Zelfond. If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to the Apple Podcasts app, leave a review, and subscribe to get updates and the latest episodes. Thank you for listening.